Buongiorno bella gente and welcome to this little English recap about Italian songwriter and poet Fabrizio De André. It is a topic that is very large and this is a very famous and important songwriter in Italian music and in Italian culture. So I will just give you some pieces of information to let you know if you are interested in searching for his music, his songs, and try to listen to them. First of all, I have to say that his Italian is very beautiful and he has got very clear diction. So if you are learning Italian, he is really a teacher for what concerns pronunciation. And not less important, his songs are really meaningful, are related to poetic topics, but also to social topics, and every song is a little masterpiece. Fabrizio De André was from Genoa, and some of his songs are written and sung in his dialect, but the most of his production is in Italian. We have got a lot of long playing, and you can search on the net a lot of songs, but the most important long playings are Tutto Fabrizio De André, Fabrizio De André in concerto with the PFM, and I have to warn you that if you choose the original version of the songs, they are a little bit old, so they're related to the 60s, the 70s, and maybe the music is not that modern, even because some of those songs are ballads and sometimes they are very related to folk music, Italian folk music, popular music. So maybe they are not for the modern taste. But if you choose the live versions in which Fabrizio De André played with PFM or also with other very good musicians, the music is spectacular because the arrangements are very, very modern and beautiful. So I think that the live versions of De André songs are really more enjoyable. Okay, then coming back to the long playing, we have Tutti morimmo a stento, La buona novella, Non al denaro, non all'amore né al cielo, Le nuvole, and the last one, Anime salve. That is from 1997. That is the last studio album of De André because thereafter he passed away in 1999, and this was a great moment of mourn for Italian people because we lost one of our most interesting poet, intellectual, singer, and so on. The topic, the more frequent topics of his songs are people who are outcasts. Actually, he is called the songwriter of defeated, of the loser, because he often tells you about stories of prostitutes or rebels and outcasts in general. And he has been also forerunner. In fact, when nobody talked about LGBTQ plus topics, he has written really beautiful songs about a transsexual guy, and this story that he sang was really moving, but also really harsh. And the strength of his lyrics is that he can tell you stories about every topic, and he can always remain in a lyrical mood, in a poetical mood, even when he is telling you about bad things. But in general, you can listen to stories about also Native American people. There's a very beautiful song that is called Fiume San Creek, Sand Creek River, that is about massacre of Native Americans. And they are like a symbol of all the people in the world that suffer and that is prevailed by the power, by the bad people. Fabrizio De André, if you don't know, was called also Faber, and this was a nickname that his friend Paolo Villaggio gave him. And Paolo Villaggio is a very famous Italian actor and comedian. You can search for Fantozzi, that is a character that he has played at cinema and that has made the history of Italian comedy. De André was also an anarchist, a pacifist. He has always talked about political topics, but always through a side that was pacifist. And he didn't like people in charge, politicians and so on. A very important thing about his biography is that he, with his wife Dorighezzi, at the end of the 70s were kidnapped in Sardinia, and that was a very bad thing that happened to them, and that also was a part of his life that he used to write and to evolve with his own poetics, with his own philosophy, because he didn't believe in God, as we know. He didn't believe in a religion, but he was very attracted by the figure of Jesus Christ and of the things Jesus has done, and of the philosophy of the forgiving. And in fact, he decided to forgive his kidnappers because he thought that they were people that had no choice, that maybe they did something wrong because they were not lucky people. So when he tells about outcasts of society, he has always a sense of pity, a sense of communion with these people, because he believed that there are also beautiful things among people that suffer. Anyway, speaking about his songs and kind of music, as I said before, it's folk music, but a typical Italian songwriter music and lyrics. At the beginning of his career, he was inspired by French songwriters such as Georges Brassens, but going on with his writing, he became very original and peculiar. And in the 80s, in my opinion, in the 80s and also in the 90s, with his last two long playing, he always reached a very important poetical point. He was very modern, very interesting. Anyway, if you want to start to listen just songs by songs, I can name some important De André songs, such as Bocca di Rosa, that is about, we could say, a prostitute, but also a free woman. And it's very fun because it's about a little town in Italy where this beautiful woman arrives and everything happens in the town. It is, as a lot of De André's songs, about hypocrisy of bourgeoisie, okay? So he was very liberal concerning the way of acting, the behavior. So he was not a conservative one. Then we have a lot of important songs. I will just name them to you, for you, such as Il Pescatore, about a fisherman that meets a killer, but he treats the killer as simply as a human being. And in this song, there's all the topic of the forgiving. Thereafter, we have some songs inspired by the Spoon River anthology by Edgar Lee Masters, and that are really beautiful songs and interesting for what concerns the lyrics, and also fun. For what concerns enjoyable songs, we have a divertissement, okay, a joke that De André wrote together with Paolo Villaggio, and that is called Carlo Martello Ritorna dalla Guerra di Poitiers, and is a sort of medieval song about the king that is coming home. He meets a girl, but I don't want to to spoil the plot of the song, but it's really fun. And there's also a point in which De André sings with an accent of Bologna, of the city of Bologna, and it's really, really fun. Then a very beautiful song is Un Giudice, that it's also inspired by Spoon River Anthology, and it's the story of a judge that is a dwarf, and he wants a personal revenge. Very, very interesting and beautiful. A very important song by De André is La Guerra di Piero. And La Guerra di Piero in particular, but also a lot of De André songs, are so beautiful that they are studied in Italian schools, especially La Guerra di Piero, because it's an anti-militarist song, it's a pacifistic song that speaks about a soldier that doesn't want to go to war, but obviously he has to, and he meets another soldier from the enemy army, and something happens. This is a very, very moving song, and the words are very, very beautiful. It seems that De André was inspired by a poem by Rimbaud, the French poet. Then we have La Canzone di Marinella, that is a very song, a very sad song that he wrote because he heard about a girl that died. He read in the newspaper the story of a girl who died, and he decided to write her song. Then Don Raffaele, that is a song in the dialect from Naples, in Neapolitan, and not only Neapolitan, Italian and Neapolitan, and it is about a boss of mafia, of Camorra, that is in jail, and the relationship with the policeman that is near him. And this was a really prophetic song, because in few moments, in few months maybe, everything about Falcone Borsellino happened, and this is a song about the relationship about Italian institutions and mafia. It's a very hard song. In the last long playing, that is Anime Salve, I really, really liked Ho visto Nina Volare, Princesa and Dolce Nera. These three songs are very beautiful, but especially Princesa is the song I was referring before, about Fernandinho, that is a trans man, and his story. And this very, very emotional song. It's a very emotional song. Anyway, you have to think about the fact that De André has had a career during 40 years. So he has written and sung a great amount of songs, and you can find a lot of things that you can choose, something maybe you will prefer. But I believe that if you are interested in Italian culture, you cannot avoid knowing who is De André and his music. If you choose to listen to some of his songs, please listen to them with the headphones, because De André had really a warm voice, a beautiful voice that can caress you. As I said before, his pronunciation is wonderful. You will really listen to a perfect Italian, not like mine, because I've got an accent, but De André had a very, very beautiful way of speaking Italian. And so if you want to listen to some of his interviews, they are interesting because he was a very intelligent man, a very deep personality, but also he speaks this wonderful Italian, so you can enjoy the language. In the end, I just remind you to choose live versions of his songs and enjoy it. I hope you will like them, and that you will become a De André fan. So have a nice day. Bye bye.